Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. If this is your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. You are wise. What I suggest is that you visit the library of this podcast and you'll find various segments. They build on each other. Just pick the ones that speak to you and listen to them as often as you like. Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast, is here. And just let me tell you what you can expect. Whenever you come to this podcast, you could always expect a word of encouragement because that is what we do. Our lane is encouragement. So whenever you come to this podcast, you can expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast, share knowledge of the podcast with others, where it is. Let them know how to find it. Let them know what you found interesting, what was helpful to you about the podcast. And of course, we want to hear from you. So if there's something that you feel would be of assistance to us, because we believe in living our highest quality of life. And when we hear from you, we're encouraged. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, our email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So if you want to share with us, we would love to hear from you. We want to hear from you. It's encouraging to us. Now, just to let you know a little bit more about the podcast and what we base everything on. Here, we believe in God. We believe in God because we have free will choice. I believe in God because it works for me. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave on my behalf for my justification. And I believe that, and that's been proven in my life. I'm so excited about that. I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So that means I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I can make some comparisons. And I have determined, because I have free will of choice, and this podcast is based on the Word of God, on Scripture, everything we do here, we base on the written Word of God. I have found that Word to prove to be true. Now, a tool I use is BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And if you choose to use that tool, we recommend that everyone read the Bible for themselves. You can find there at that particular website a number of translations of the Bible. You just pick the one that speaks to you and read it for yourself. They have all kinds of versions. The easy to read, and if you really learn how to use the technology, if reading is not your strongest point, some of them will read to you. So again, that's BibleGateway.com. And as I said, we base everything we do here on the written Word of God. And I have found that that works for me. That is my choice. Now we understand, I understand that everyone doesn't believe what I believe, and that's okay, because this podcast is meant to encourage just by sharing information that I've experienced through personal experience. I'm not telling you about things that someone told me about. I'm telling you and sharing with you information that I've experienced, that I've lived through with very good success. And I'm excited. As I get more mature, if you notice the name on the podcast is Grace Multiplied, A Mature Persuasion. And I explain to you that I've been around a while. As you get more mature, you need something sound that you can trust and believe in and put your confidence in. And that's what I choose to do. I choose to believe God, and it's working for me. I'm excited about it. My life gets better and better every day. And just this podcast today, just to determine what I should share with you, I want you to understand, I believe I am to share, His Word performs. His Word performs. You have heard me say and recommend the Bible tool, BibleGateway.com. I use that pretty much every day. I used it today. Last time I used it, it was free. I have read that word. I read that word. I research that word. And I have found that God's Word performs in my life. I don't know about you, but I've gone through various periods in life. Some decisions I could have made better. And for the ones that I didn't, just understanding and knowing who God is. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you've made decisions that aren't the best and like you've wasted time. I want you to know no time is wasted. It's all about purpose. It's all about purpose. It's all about our individual expression and relationship with God. His Word performs in our life. I am living long enough to know, and I know I'm going to live a long time, because I found in the Word that I could, and I'm standing on that Word. I have found in my personal life, God's Word is infallible. It is truth. I can stand on it. I can trust in it. I can put my confidence in it. And I'm seeing it perform. In the Old Testament, I have found it written how God would restore anything, and it's referred to as the canker worm, the caterpillar, the pommel worm, and the locust have eaten. And what that means is that for all the bad decisions and the time we thought we wasted in our life, that, you know, sometimes when you've lived as long as I have, you could pick the thought because, you know, you get the opportunity to take thought every moment of the day. We get an opportunity to choose how we want to think, to choose what we want to believe. When those opportunities come and try to discourage, and that's why our lane is encouragement, because I learned a long time ago, you have a choice. We have choice. We have free will of choice. We can wake up, and when you've had a relationship with the Lord, you know you wake up because God has sustained you. You know that the moment you wake up on a daily basis that God has said yes to your day. And when you've read the Word of God, you know that it is written how He says He'll supply all of our need according to His riches and glory. And then another place He tells us that everything in heaven and earth, the world, all the people, everything they're in the world belongs to Him. And in another place He lets us know, which this just gets more and more encouraging, that everything that belonged to Him, talking about God, and I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ in particular, when He hung on the cross, He Himself paid our sin debt. And there's a whole story that goes behind that about the rebellion of man. And, you know, when you look around in the world today and you see all the things going on, it's because of the choices that mankind is making. In another place, He lets us know that these things we see happening are only things that are common to mankind, things that happen as a result of us being in this earth realm. Yet, and He calls them temptations. And the reason why He calls them temptations, I believe, is because It's the opportunity to make a choice. It's the opportunity to make a decision. Who are we going to believe? What are we going to believe? Now, I suggest, as I said before, that you go to the library of this podcast. Just look at the episodes. Pick the ones that speak to you, that you might want to know more about. Listen to them. They build on each other. I cannot tell everything in just one segment, but you can listen to a number of segments and begin. And if you read the word, I've given the tool, BibleGateway.com, God can reveal himself directly to you. And you can make a decision. Never let anyone take away or abuse your free will of choice. Never let anyone make you feel or don't accept that feeling of negativity toward yourself. Learn to love yourself because God loves you. Whether you believe in God or not, God's heart toward you, he has said in his word, he has communicated in his word, his love for us, a father's love. There's so many things I want to share with you, but I can only share them episode by episode as I'm directed, as I'm guided. But I want you to know today, and God wants you to know today, number one, he exists. And number two, he has sent his word, and that his word performs. And his word for us is from a father's perspective, a father's love. He wants you to understand why we're on this earth, the purpose of us being here, and so on. And we can do that. We can learn how God, our Father God, the possessor of life, the creator of life, and his word does back that up. There are scriptures in the word. And I know it may seem overwhelming because I can remember when I first started to read the Bible, I didn't understand it, but I had a desire to know more. And I don't know about you, but I don't like middlemen. I'd rather know for myself. And when it comes to God, you can know for yourself. He wants you to know. He wants you to seek him. He wants to give you the tools and the wisdom to communicate with him. He's made it possible through sending his word. He himself, the possessor of life, the Lord of time and space, the one who owns everything, the one that created us, every element in the universe, in the universe world, he created. He's preeminent. Our Father God has no beginning, has no ending, is the Ancient of Days, created days. He created time. He created space. And he wants to know us. He has sent us an example. The Lord Jesus Christ, his word, and his word performs. I'm seeing in my life, and I started out talking about a scripture in the Old Testament about how God restores. God said, when he said he'll restore what the cankerworm, the pommel worm, the caterpillar, and the locusts have already eaten, talking about all the bad decisions that we've made, all the situations we've lived through, situations we are yet living through, we can learn to make better and better decisions. We can learn to have a higher quality of life. We can seek his word. He says in another place in his word that his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Flesh is that negativity, that adverse situation, those opportunities that we have, that we seize upon or have seized upon that weren't the best decisions. That's the flesh. And when he says his word is health, that means he'll heal us from those places. Heal us. Restore us. He's already restored us back to his original intention. That's already been done. But we live in time, so we walk through it through the process of time. And you can, you know, get distracted. That's possible. Yet, anytime we choose, we can look away from what we call pivot from all the negativity and just look for God. See him in the middle of the situation. He has promised us, the Lord Jesus Christ has promised us, when we believe, we can just count him faithful. We can ask. If we ask, if we invite him into our life, and that's what we have to do, because he says he stands at the door of our heart, that's really our mind, and knocks. With every opportunity, all of those adverse thoughts, he's there also. God is always present. We can find him if we allow ourselves to. We can. When you find something, that means you're looking for it. So you have to look for him. You have to open your heart to him. He's going to give you free will of choice. He has. It's why everybody don't believe in God. But for those that do seek, find. Yes. And for those that knock, which means that you take time to stay at the door for a while and be determined not to give up, but to believe, to learn, to allow God into your life, into your space. You invite him in, and that just activates him to have the right to come into your life. He gives you the right to choose. That's how gracious God is. He'll come in and his word will begin to perform in you. It will begin to establish purpose in your life. His godly actions will be carried out by you, will be expressed through you. You'll learn from the perspective of a father's love. A father's love. He loves us. He loves us. So, he himself, the possessor of life, the creator of life, is now standing, knocking at the door of our heart. Whatever we need, whatever area we lack in, he provides. He's a provider. There's no one person in our life that does everything for us. But God will show us how, in his perfect timing, the perfect right people will always show up at the perfect right time for whatever it is we need. He said he will withhold no good thing from us. It's in his timing. You'll learn your purpose. You'll understand how you should function and what God's original intention is for our lives. And he will restore things that we think that we've lost, whatever it is we're asking him for. When we sit with him in his presence, we can express ourselves to him no matter where we are, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when we sleep, because he knows every thought that's in our head, every word before it comes out of our mouth. We don't have to hide from him because he loves us so. And he's already done things necessary so that we can approach him. His word will perform. It'll perform in us when we invite him in. He will come in. He will come in. He himself will come in. That word will perform. It will not fail. He has said his word is truth. He has said we will receive of his spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth, more and more truth on a daily basis. And I am a witness. I am experiencing God's word performing in my life. I am experiencing God restoring what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust have already eaten through time that I thought was wasted. Yet, I serve a God who is Lord of time and space, so he can restore that. He can. He promised in another place that he would renew the dew of our youth as the soaring eagles. And as you get more mature, you're going to need someplace to put that confidence. And we can be confident in his word. We can just rest on his word. We can count his word faithful. We can stand on it. He has told us his word is truth. It's immutable. It can't be reversed. No one can come in. No one can interfere with God's original intention. His word and his character is expressed through his word. When we read his word, that's his communication with us. That's how we receive our instructions for life and our direction. His truth, his infallible truth, and we know his truth. I know his truth because I'm seeing it work. I'm seeing it perform. I'm seeing how he's restoring families, members, in our relationship and situations when I just allow him to manage all of my relationships. Just give them to him. Just cast every care on him. He said, be anxious for nothing because he cares for us. Every care, if it's a concern, he wants you to give it to him and just be confident in the fact that he has heard you because you believe. When you look to him, when you think on him, whenever you just say, okay, Lord, Lord Jesus, and I use the name because he said, all that we do in word or deed to do all in the name of Jesus, that's our authority. So I use that name. Just say, Lord Jesus, I hear what she's saying. Teach me, lead me, guide me, direct me. No matter what anyone else says, he promised he will be with you always. He's there now. All he wants you to do is recognize his presence and allow him in, and his word will perform from the heart of a father in your life. I hope I've said something to encourage you. I want to hear from you. God bless.